with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the Cinco de Mayo show. We are celebrating everything in the Mexican heritage. And we're gonna jump down to a place called El Jefe de Tacos. And the Mexican-American owner named Vinny. Vinny, on the live line?
I am, sir.
Hey, welcome to the Grilling Guys Show. Thanks for making time for us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Vinny, it's Bob. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, I was just in your place again the other night. Now, that's my second time there. Vinny built a beautiful little, I guess it's supposed to be like a taco restaurant, but when you walk inside, you almost feel like you're walking into Long Road because he's got the cool wood and the steel, and it's the motif is awesome. So it's so eclectic and so different. It's total date night place. Can you bring your own bottle when you go in there? Just saying.
I believe you probably can bring your own bottle. I really never checked into that, but let's see what happens when someone does.
Well, you own the place, right, Vinny? So you make the rules, brother.
That's true. That is true.
So
it's a new rule I'm just making up right now. Bring your liquor.
So Vinny Petroza, that's a good Mexican name. Tell us about Cinco de Mayo and how these folks can learn some of your magic, because you and your chefs, I mean, you guys have, you're 2 or 3 months old and you're just turning out food that is, it's a must-see place.
Yeah, I agree. Not only because it's my place, it is a must-see place. We bring something way different to Northwest Indiana, something you can only find in bigger cities, stuff like that. We have a very different menu than anyone else around here has. So I mean, our flavors are, they run the gamut of, you know, our fish, our pulled pork. You know, we turn it into a sweet hog taco, we call it. It's raised in Coca-Cola, or actually Pepsi-Cola, since we are a Pepsi-Cola product restaurant. And then it's topped off with our special teriyaki glaze, and it's really good.
It's crazy. It's like a fusion place.
Right. And, you know, we do actually, I mean, when it comes to grilling, we actually do have we have our grill, which we do grill all our meats on before we do anything to them.
I saw it. It's very, very big grill. You've got an
flat,
awesome
top,
giant stainless kitchen. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, we got a 12-foot hood. We got, you know, all the stuff back there. We cook over the lava rocks and stuff like that.
So tell us, tell our listeners one great thing they could make for Cinco de Mayo.
Well, one great thing they can make for Cinco de Mayo, I think, on the grill is, I'm not sure what they call them, but they have those grill pans. They're only like, they look like frying pans, but they have holes in them.
Yes, like a basket, a grill basket.
Yeah. So that with, you know, all the vegetables for a fajita and then some good skirt steak or, you know, something like that makes for perfect grilling for a Mexican Cinco de Mayo.
So what would you use for a marinade if you were going to do some, if you were going to marinate that meat or marinate your vegetables, what would you make up for that?
Well, I can tell you this. One secret ingredient that I've come across from one of my cooks, and we've been using it, is a little marinade. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's called Maggi.
No.
Maggi, M-A-G-G-I. Try and check it out. It's a cross between soy sauce and Worcestershire sauce.
Ooh.
And it really steps up the meat. I would say that's pretty much a secret I don't like to give out, but I just did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. We're not covering all of America. Just part of it.
<That's all right.
laughs> the guys, I've got Long Road Distillers here, and they're eating your homemade nacho chips, which you gave me the other night, and your wonderful salsa. How do you like that salsa, guys? It looks like it's three-quarters gone.
It's almost gone. It's delicious.
you put a bag of chips in front of Kyle. That's a dangerous proposition if you wanted any for yourself.
Okay, and Cinco de Mayo wouldn't be right without some chips and salsa. What are some good tips for making just a good salsa? You know, something the average guy might just buy it, but let's say you don't have any and you want to whip some up. Give us a quick recipe on just whipping up a decent salsa.
I would start with your tomatillos and some red tomatoes. And definitely that's another thing you do is throw them on the grill, you know, charcoal them up, get them all cooked up, and then throw in some jalapenos, get out your blender, and then start blending away and making yourself a salsa.
See, that's why you've got the nice black bits in your salsa. I knew you were roasting that stuff because the stuff I do, I roast as well, and it's always got these little black bits in the salsa, but it brings on a profile to the tomatillo that you have to have.
Right, like I said, we do everything on the char first. We grill everything here, so it's almost like you're outside grilling in your own backyard.
Hey, Vinny, this is Jop. You know what? I'm thinking the best thing for me to do for Cinco de Mayo is make a reservation at El Jefe de Tacos, man. So if people want to do that, tell us where you're at, man.
We are at 8845 Indianapolis Boulevard, Highland, Indiana, 46322.
So if you're cruising down 94, when you're in Indiana, just ready to cross over into Illinois, if you see South Holland, Illinois, you just missed the state line. If you're heading to the east and you go past South Holland, you'll say, "Welcome to Indiana." Then it says Indianapolis Boulevard. Get off, head south, go about a mile. They're down on the corner. It's on the east side of the road.
Indianapolis Boulevard and Lincoln Avenue.
Yeah, it's deceiving, but when you walk in there, I mean, you're going to love what Vinny's done with this place. Vinny, the good Cinco de Mayo Mexican Italian that he is. Also a pretty good carpenter by the looks of it.
I'm married to a Mexican girl, so that counts as
That's where this comes from. Yeah, I knew there was a connection somewhere.
She's the boss.
Yeah. Ooh, he said it on national radio. Yeah. Good for you.
Right. He said that a lot easier than he said his recipe. Just saying. Just saying.
Okay.
Actually, she's here telling me to say
that. All right, buddy. Listen, glad you could take some time with us. I know you're busy because that place is already on fire. It's just it's an instant success. Congratulations. Welcome to the world of small business.
Well, I thank you guys very much, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
So many of our listeners head to Chicago for a weekend or whatever from Michigan,
exactly.
Or if you're coming across the state or what have you. So that's a great stop off. Take a break right there on the state line of that Indiana, Illinois.
Lots of people cruise to Chicago.
Right.
I mean, no matter where you live, if you're going to cruise in on 90, 94, and right on the state line, and I stumbled into it looking for a gas station. I just got off for gas, and I thought, yeah, I'm kind of hungry. Oh, tacos.
Yeah.
And I walked inside, and I sat down at the bar, and I just said, oh, man, there's something really cool going on here.
And you know when you walk in, right?
Yeah.
That happens, and it's just like our friends at Long Road.
Like the first time you walk into Long Road, it's like, whoa, man, somebody really put some thought into this place.
Kyle, you got a shaker, and you got a little glass of ice there. What are you whipping up now, brother?
Well, I'm just going to go back to that AB Garden since you also drank that one. So I figured I'd make a double batch this time just to keep you guys satiated.
That's pretty cool.
Here's how it rolls. If you're a grilling guy and you have the good fortune of befriending some people that own a distillery, then you're in good company because these guys have stopped by and they're sharing their craft with us, as you probably can tell from the tone in our voices and grins on our faces.
The cool thing here that John said was, I'm saying, you know, where can I get all this stuff? And he's like, well, we make all of these mixes. They make literally because when my friend Stacy comes camping with us or whatever, she sets up the big bar. She's got all the bitters and all these things.
Simple syrups.
I don't usually pay a whole lot of attention to. I'm a craft beer guy. But when she makes us one of these great cocktails like this, you take a sip and you go, holy cow, that's complex. It's got all this cool stuff in it. So rather than try and go out and buy it, just go down to Long Road and
But you can get us at almost 600 outlets here in the state of Michigan right now. So
wow. The spirits.
All our spirits. Actually, our friends at Meijer have our vodka and our gin. I just recently picked up our Wendy peppercorn-flavored vodka, pink peppercorn-flavored vodka, and our wheat whiskey. And then all your favorite liquor stores, cocktail bars, restaurants around almost every city in Michigan has our stuff now.
Well, we go to Siciliano's exclusively.
That's my man. Steve's my man.
They have it as well. Coming up next, there's a little gal in the Nirmico household named Maggie, and she has a recipe for guacamole you're not going to want to miss. Stick with us. We'll be back.